There's a lot in the scriptures this morning, and probably too much to go in through at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday morning. But we've been hearing from Exodus. You know, yesterday I think we had chapter 3, now we're in chapter 11, and yesterday Moses asked Pharaoh to free the people so they could go out and offer right worship to the one true God. Pharaoh denied because his heart was obstinate. And so what we skipped in those chapters were the first 9 plagues. Because God said, because your heart is obstinate, I'm going to do these plagues. Trying to kind of wake you up to the power of the one true God. And today it says he destroyed all their gods. You know, the Egyptians were pagan idol worshipers. They had various gods that they would worship for various things. And so in the plagues, God was trying to destroy those idols to help bring them to see that he is the one true God. And then finally today we have the great Passover, which we heard would be a memorial feast, and they were to eat it as though it was the day that it happened, and the subsequent years and the decades and the centuries that were to follow, they were to eat that Passover as though it was the day that it happened, as a memorial sacrifice. But we can think in our lives, what are the false gods that we have constructed? And are our hearts obstinate? Are we willing to allow the Lord to shatter and to crush those idols so that he can be our one true God? Or do we hold on to them, thinking that we know better or that it's not that bad? The Lord desires to be first in our life. This is why he wanted his people to be free from slavery, so they could have the opportunity to offer him right worship, to go 3 days' journey into the desert and worship him. It's what we're made for. It's why God created us, to be in a right relationship with him. And it's our duty, it's our obligation, but it's our opportunity to enter into that relationship through the right worship. The Passover, which was the foundational feast of the Jewish people, was simply a foreshadowing of the real feast. And so we know the story of the Last Supper, where it was at a Passover meal, where Jesus brought that prophecy, that foreshadowing to fulfillment in the Holy Eucharist. The truest, the rightest, the most worthy worship as we enter into the sacrifice of the Son, who his merciful heart is giving himself completely to the Father. And through this sacrifice of the altar, we join ourselves to the Son as he offers himself to the Father. This is the right and the true worship. So in the responsorial psalm, when we ask this question, how can I repay the Lord for all the good he has done to me? I will take the cup of salvation. I will take the cup of salvation. I will enter into the Holy Mass and give myself completely to the Lord as a response of gratitude for all the goodness he has done for me. And so for our young people this week who've been so diligent in their duties, volunteering for our younger people, what graces have you received this week as you have selflessly and sacrificially served the young people from our community? Have you had a chance to reflect on those graces, on the benefits, on the goodness you have received? And what a proper place this morning, this last day of this week of retreat, to come before the altar of our living God and take the cup of salvation, to enter into the Holy Eucharist and praise God in thanksgiving. In the gospel, Jesus is telling us something greater than the temple is here. The temple was the center of the life of the Jewish people. But Jesus says something greater than the temple is here. Jesus is here. Something greater than the temple is in our midst. the living sacrifice which brings us to true life. We ask for the eyes of faith to be opened, to not be clouded by rash judgment as the Pharisees were in the gospel, condemning people, not knowing their motivations, but to have a heart that's open to see the truth right in front of us, even though it's veiled under the sacramental signs of bread and wine that becomes the body and blood. Will our hearts, the eyes of our hearts, be opened to see something greater than the temple is here?